This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Cassandra Bendixson of Luft Bassoons, a Tucson-based band of bassoons on a mission to bring the magic of the bassoon everywhere and anywhere. Welcome, Cassandra.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Cassandra, could you tell us about Luft Bassoons and when we might have an opportunity to have a listen?
The next chance to hear us is actually March 14th at the Tucson Festival of Books. We'll be playing at 4 p.m. at the Canyon Stage. Luft Bassoons is four bassoons, myself, Brenda Willer-Bies, J.J. Arevalo, and Daniel Hersey. We play anything that we can get away with, pretty much. We play Lady Gaga, Michael Jackson, Bach, you know, anything that we like. We've got a Stevie Wonder tune, Sir Duke. We play all sorts of things, movie tunes, the theme from Up, Star Wars. And so the project, the thing we couldn't play was quartets by Tucson composers, of which there are many and many really fabulous composers, but none of them were writing for bassoon quartet. So I knew a bunch of composers from my chamber lab days, which was a garage classical program that was running here in Tucson from, I think, 2012 through 2017. And so through that, I met Marco Rossano, Dante Rossano, and Samantha Bunquilla. And those are three of our composers for this project. Samantha Bunquilla is in rogue violin, Marco is in Orchestra Mendoza, and Dante is in two-door hatchback. The other composers are Jay Vosk, who writes a lot around town, mostly classical, and then Russell Ronnebaum is the other composer, and I know him from U of A. We both happen to be there at the same time. We're going to perform all of these pieces on March 18th. That's a Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Sea of Glass off of 4th Avenue.
Cassandra, I've had some really great conversations with a number of people, including you, about this thing called imposter syndrome. What is that? Well, we can call it feelings of inadequacy that persist despite success, right? They're not really justified. Mm-hmm. But it's super common. Could you talk to us about how you got there, where you got brave enough to try?
So I feel like it was a really long road. I looked at a bunch of my notes, and I kind of think it started in 2012 with Chamber Lab and just being involved with that project and seeing the lack of boundaries and how brave he was to just try it. Part of what got me there, or here, I guess, is people talking about imposter syndrome, because no matter where you go, people talk about it. So there's a podcast called Double Reed Dish that's for bassoonists and oboists. They interview world famous bassoonists from all over the world, and they all talk, and oboists, and they all talk about imposter syndrome and how they got where they are and how lucky they are. And so hearing those voices of people in my field is kind of huge, to hear them complaining about the same things that I feel. Another thing was, I've gone to this bassoon symposium, of course, a couple of times now, and at one of them, one of the speakers talked about this book called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. In that book, he talks about resistance and fear and how those things, like feeling internal resistance to a choice, it illuminates the right choice. Because if it's something that you want to do and it's something that scares you, it's probably the next best thing for you to do.
That's great advice. I hope we can hear at least one good squawk.
You want
to squawk? I definitely would love to hear a squawk.
Sorry. I'll play a little bit of The Grandfather from Peter and the Wolf.
Cassandra, thank you for speaking with us, and thank you for playing with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.